Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your local Valley Chevy dealers. Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Mondays at 5 o'clock, we go in the red zone with head coach Ken Wisenhunt of the Arizona Cardinals. Coach, good afternoon. How you doing?
You know, I'm okay. Still stinging a little bit after the effort our players gave yesterday. Would sure like to have come out of that with a win, obviously.
Oh, I can't imagine. But I think, I'm assuming you knew coming out of training camp that you had a pretty special defense, and to do what they did without Calais Campbell, well, how did they look just as good on film as it looked on a couch for those of us that are fans?
Well, I think we got to continue to. There's a couple of things where we gave them some plays that if we'd have played our defense correctly, we wouldn't have. And I think you have to strive to make those corrections, you know, and even see if we can do better. I mean, come on, 6 turnovers, that's outstanding. Our guys played well and did a great job, but we misfit a couple of plays. We gave up some passes, but obviously very pleased with our group's performance. And whenever you're going against a good quarterback, a good offense like that, to be able to make those kind of plays is pretty special.
Wiz, what prompted you to pull John Skelton from this game as early as you did, knowing that the defense was playing so well?
It didn't have anything to do with how the defense was playing. It was more about what we're trying to get done as a team. You know, I think one of the things that we've talked about from the bye week on is about making plays. And when you're playing against a good offense like that team in their home stadium, you know, you can't miss opportunities for plays. And I think that's something that we've made an emphasis on. And, I mean, we've gone through this. We've talked about this before. So, you know, there was a lot of thought that went into that.
Coach, you can imagine as soon as that decision was made, both on the television broadcast, which is what I was watching, and then at the same time nationally in reports, they wanted to bring up the term panic button when you made that move. What is the panic button, and did you push it?
You know what, Doug? I don't think I obviously can't control how people characterize it. You know, but I'll say this. If it was a perception that it was a rash decision without a lot of thought, you know, they're wrong. As I've tried to explain what our thought process was, you know, it's never easy to make changes during a game at any position. But we're looking for combinations that give us a chance to win a game. We've missed too many plays on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And our players know, you know, what we said 2 weeks ago, there could be changes. And, like, we had an opportunity to make a couple plays in that game offensively, and we didn't get it done. So you have to look at what can you do to be better. And I think, like I said, there was a lot of thought that went into it. And, you know, we're trying to win a game. And that's what the whole focus is.
When you feel like, you know, you're forced as a coach, hey, you've got to make this move, what do you do with the John Skelton part of it? Is that something you prep him for before the game? Do you never, ever say that because you don't want him thinking about it? And do you talk to him then after the game or Monday morning? What is your plan with John Skelton forward, or what's the best way to handle that?
Well, yeah, we talked today. I mean, obviously, John wants to know. That's human nature. We had a good discussion today about much like what I just talked about, what went on. We informed him during the game it was a decision that we made, and you know, that's the way it goes. That's part of football, and you have to understand that. And once again, you know, it's never easy. Never easy during the course of a game. But like I said, there was a lot of thought involved with what we were doing. Our team's is very aware about where we are and what we need to do to win, and they want to win a game.
Wiz, I was really, really impressed with Ryan Lindley and some of the throws that he made, considering the fact, obviously, that he's a young quarterback and he's trying to find his way. How did you think Ryan Lindley played?
Well, I think you're always jaded because we didn't do well enough offensively. We ran the ball well, but we didn't throw it well. But I thought from a standpoint of how Ryan handled himself in a hostile environment, with being able to handle the noise, you know, being able to make some throws in the pocket, he did a good job. And the one thing about Ryan is he hasn't had a tremendous amount of reps. I think that's one of the things that's been very impressive about him is he's picked things up. He does a nice job of being prepared. And, you know, he had an opportunity yesterday to go into a real game and see how he would handle it. And he handled himself well.
With no idea who the starter is going forward?
Well, I mean, I think that's something that we're going to sit down and talk about again as a staff, go back through the game. You know, Wolf, as it is at any position,
yeah,
we're trying to do what's best for our team and what gives us a chance to win. You know, we want to win a game, and that's what our focus is.
Coach, if you just tuned in, we're talking to head coach Ken Wizen on here with the Doug and Wolf Show. Coach, you just mentioned that your run game performed well. Seems like a little bit of a trend recently. What's been going right in the run game that started to show the positives?
Well, you know what? We've got two young tackles. They're growing. They're getting better. We got some guys back healthy. Adam Snyder came back, you know, and I think that we had a bye week to really look at some of the things that we were doing well and how we could improve on some of the things that we weren't. And we had a good run plan going into that game. And let me tell you something, those guys executed it very well. Arad did a nice job, but up front, and they did a nice job blocking for him.
Wiz, I want to talk about a guy that I am just amazed with and a guy that I think just gets better and better and better, and his name is Darrell Washington, of course. He used to sneak up on people, but that really is not the case this year, and yet he continues to make plays all over the field. Is he an all-pro in your mind?
Well, I certainly think his play merits that, and that's really what matters. I mean, you know, there's plenty of things that haven't gone as planned for us this year, but yeah. Darrell Washington's a really good reminder of something that has gone very well. You know, during the college scouting process, we not only identified him as someone who would excel at the NFL level, but we felt so strongly about it, we traded up to get him. And when he started to display that potential early, we were proactive. And I give credit to Michael for wanting to get him locked up and do the extension before the season. And, boy, that sure looks like a good move now because of the way he's played. He seems to be getting better and better each game. You know, that's the way it's supposed to work. And it gives you confidence that, you know, like I said, when things don't always go as planned, we're doing something good. Some of those young players are really starting to step up and play well.
Head coach Ken Wizen joining Doug and Wolf here on Arizona Sports 620. Coach, I know it's early in the week, but when you look at the I almost said Los Angeles. I'm older than I thought. Yeah. When you look at the St. Louis Rams, what do you see?
Well, you know, I think it stings because we look back at the game that we played on Thursday night and we see so many missed opportunities in that game. And that's something that's haunted us this whole year. So, you know, I think we've gotten a little bit better in some areas of being able to capitalize on some of those things. We didn't do it in the past game this past week. But we look at a team that's, you know, they're playing – what their record is, but they're playing pretty good ball. I mean, their defense is playing well. They've got a good running back. Their quarterback is somebody that's a threat. So the thing I'm glad about this time is that we've got them at home, and, you know, that's a big deal for us. So for us to get back on track and get a win, playing at home is certainly something that will help us, and I think that's important.
Wiz, did you have an opportunity to look at the Ryan Lindley fumble yet, the replay on that? And what exactly was the explanation that the referee gave you on the sideline?
Well, you know, let's start by saying it was a tight play, okay? It really was. But the way that it's ruled is if the hand is moving forward. I mean, it was obvious that his elbow was going forward, but you have to have the hand moving forward, and it was close. I mean, in looking at it, it looks like the hand's going forward, but that's what happens in those situations. You know, they come down to a judgment call, and unfortunately this one didn't go our way, and it was very close. So that's sometimes the breaks. I wish it wouldn't have happened, obviously, because that would have been big to take those 7 points off the board, but, you know, that's sometimes how it goes.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck against the Rams.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
Wiz.
It.
That's head coach Ken Wizena joining Doug and Wolf here on Arizona Sports 620.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wizenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.